All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I hate to break the fishing news up, Remchuk, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations. You're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for like an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down, Remchuk.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
We're starting the podcast 20 minutes late. Driving me bananas. Welcome into Real Life Monday edition of the pod.
You added an extra five onto here. You were out there socializing.
Yeah, I was out there socializing. And then it was like, you know what? Why don't we just bring the people I'm socializing with onto the podcast? So if you've been following along on social media, you obviously know that there is a handful of Oilers fans in from everywhere. We got our boy Jack, Russ Jericho. They're both in from the UK. And then we also have our boy Brandon from Illinois, and we got our guy Dukes in from Australia. So I was talking with him outside, and Jay and BM had the idea. Just bring him in and bring him on the pod. So Dukes, what's going on, big man?
Oh, not much, man. Just like, oh, thank you, sir.
Yeah, I really want to eat right that Mike Dukes. Yep.
Yeah. So,
You're chugging a beer, Dukesy.
Oh, fuck. being here has been like just incredible. Like it's really hard to put into words. Like even though the team has lost every game since I've been here,
I wasn't going to bring it up.
It's just been like, oh man, they could lose 10-0 and I'm still having the best time. Like it's just being here, being a part of it, walking past the barn, like the day before the game, just everything, just actually being part of it for 2 weeks just is crazy. Just still, even sitting in the rink just didn't feel real.
Yeah.
It was just, yeah. Fucking.
Also jet lagged.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty fucking bit how you're going as well. Yeah. So like didn't help, but like after 2 PM onwards, each day has been pretty, pretty good.
Oh, that's when I just start to wake up half the time. Yeah. That's when I get my first wind is around 2 PM every day.
Exactly. So that's like 6 AM back home. So like it kind of works out.
So Brandon, you're in from Illinois. Are you like born and raised there?
Yeah.
So then why are you an Oilers fan?
So hockey is not big like around where I'm from. Like if you drew a line from St. Louis to Chicago, we're like right in the middle.
Yeah.
So just no one in my family cared about hockey growing up. None of my friends cared. I graduated high school in 06 and I started to get into hockey, and that's when they went on their cup run. And I just remember watching those games and like seeing the crowd and the atmosphere and like the energy, and I just like fell in love with it. And I really wanted to support a Canadian team just because I had no connection to the Blues or the Blackhawks. Like I'm a Cardinals fan and I'm a Bears fan, but I just kind of wanted to do my own thing. So I just picked the Oilers. And when I picked them, I couldn't have picked Alberta on a map. I had zero idea where they were from. I was just like, this is my squad now. And now it's just been that way ever since.
And the fact you jumped on in 06 and then whatever that'll happen for the next 12 years happened.
It was tough sledding there for a minute.
It was rough, but I've been a Bears fan my whole life. And that's a lot of tough sledding.
That's why I'm a Browns fan. Yeah. You like that pain.
So Jesus. It's like in that time span. So like the Bears lost the Super Bowl, the Cardinals lost the World Series in 04. The University of Illinois is like 45 minutes from us.
Is that the Fighting Illini?
Yeah. So their college basketball team lost the national championship and the Oilers lost the cup. So it's like, I was bred into misery. So it's fine. Like I feel right at home.
And then speaking of feeling right at home, like you've been talking how crazy it is since you got here. Like people are stopping you at the games, just being like, hey, are you enjoying the trip? And it's like, well,
yeah. So I put out a tweet last month, just saying like me and my wife are coming, you know, to town. We're big Oilers fans. And just like looking for some restaurants or bars or just stuff to do, you know, cause we're going to be here 10 days. And then it just like blew up and I got all these responses and DMs and like all this stuff. I just totally unexpected. And then since we've been here, you know, I just kind of been like giving recaps of what we do every day, but the amount of messages I get every single day. And then when we go to the games, like the first game we went to, the first time I went to buy a beer, the lady recognized us like you're the guy from Twitter. And it's so wild. It's like, I'm 2000 miles from home. Like I'm just some dude. I'm just here to watch my team, but everybody's just been so nice and accommodating, like one to meet in between periods and like get a picture with us and buy us a beer. And it's like, oh, you got to come back for the playoffs. I got a condo downtown. You guys can stay there. It's like, it's so far
a little mind blowing, eh? And
yeah, like we're just we've been talking about it, you know, all day. It's like we're just a couple dudes. We're just here to see our squad, you know. Just to be here was enough for me. But everybody that's done all these things for us, it's just, it doesn't even seem real. Like I'll go back home and like tell these stories and people just think I'm lying.
They'll be like, oh, we get it. They're nice. They opened a door for you one time. You're like, no, they really are. Like,
no, I promise.
Yeah. That's cool. Lying.
Yeah. It's been great.
It's an amazing community.
Oh, and nice. So we were talking about this outside and like you both, I know you get snow where you are from, but Dukesy, you don't see this stuff every day.
No, man.
And when you flew in, we had probably record low levels of snow on the ground. You could see grass.
Dukes and I went for dinner on, what was that, Thursday?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And we were just talking about, I was like, what do you think of the snow and the weather and all that? And you go, you know what? There's not a lot of snow, but I'm happy to see it. Never seen it before. And then you look outside right now, got a dump like, of a foot.
This, I'm just telling you, for a day and a half span, this is even a little like,
this is insane.
This is blowing us away. Like I go outside and I'm just like, my God, this is a lot. Like, and so you're getting the real experience.
If you want the real experience,
let the man speak. I don't
know him.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
No.
Thank you, Dukes.
Who do you think you are?
Chris, goddamn Chalmers.
Yes. Chalm me out, mate.
No. I'm Chalming.
Keeping it 32 as always. Like getting out of the airport, like I hopped in the cab and as we're driving, it was like the shitty little brown bit of snow in the gutter. And I was like, fuck yeah, like snow, that's so sick. And it's like outside of my hotel, like I'm up kind of high and it's just a parking lot. But when I got here, it was like just white. So even the shitty parking lot just looked like this really nice snow. And over the next few days, it just melted and became really brown and more cars would drive over it. And it was like, look, dog shit. And then I woke up yesterday and it was just like fresh, you know, snow falling all day. So like every time I had a lazy day yesterday, but every time I got up, I just went and sat at the window for like 10 minutes and just watched the snow. And it was just,
it was magical yesterday.
It was just wild.
How are you dealing with the temperature though today? A little brisk.
Like honestly, like leaving the game Saturday night, it was like -2 or something. And I was like it was hurting my bones just because I don't know. I wasn't expecting it. I was like, it was a 10-minute walk home, but I was like, no, I'm getting a fucking Uber. Like, rip. But then last night it was like much colder and snowing. But because I guess I was like more mentally prepared, I'm like, this is going to like kick my ass. I've never experienced temperatures even near this low. It was 36 where I live yesterday.
That's a good thing you got positive. The big boots on too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. I bought these.
Look like you were planning for this kind of shopping.
Yeah. Dangerous way to get, oh, you don't need to buy all this. And I'm like, fuck you, man.
They make other clothing than black. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I do like the jersey though. That's
the concierge. Well, this was from Australia.
Oh really?
Yeah. It was like some streetwear store. And it was like $200 and I just couldn't justify it. And every now and then it would come back up in like my social media advertising. And then another day I was on that store looking at something else and I was like, I'll just have another look at it. And it was down to like $70.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, sweet.
It's pretty dope.
Fucking awesome. So how the game's been? The experience of the actual in-game experience for you?
Pretty good. Like obviously the results have been like
shit, but
it's going great, Chalmers.
But, yeah. but just seeing
like
fans.
Little bits like I remember and beers. I sat down partway through the first warm-up and I was like, holy shit, like seeing McDavid that fast in person. And I was like, oh, hang on, that's fucking Ryan Nugent Hopkins. So then when McDavid actually got going, it was just like insane. Because, you know, like you go and watch the, you know, Brisbane Super League or like the Australian League. And like those guys look really impressive to me, but that's obviously a long fucking way. That's semi-pro. So it's a long way from what this is. And just that watching the things they do, like you see it a million times on TV, but seeing it live is just, it's just crazy. Like it's already not believable to watch what he does and Leon does and that on TV. And then you watch it live and it's even less believable.
Well, I can't help but bring it up, but I kind of feel like you've been ducking me.
Hey, I've been here all along. I haven't been hiding.
I didn't get home till Thursday, and then no word. You were here already. Word of Friday. No, and then I get in touch with you on Saturday. I say, where are we going? What are we doing?
For reference.
You said, where are you watching the game from?
And you said, and then you told me your exact seat. And I was like, well, I'm not going to meet you there.
Yeah, well, I offered. Yeah,
well, he told you where he was.
That was real. How are you getting, how are you giving away?
Just got to pause for context for listeners, for some who may not know, Dukes challenged Chalmers to a one-for-one rye drink off. And Chalmers really is pissed because this hasn't happened yet.
He's here till March 5th.
He is here till March 5th. So we just, we were outside. I got to meet him. Your big hug. Fucking awesome to see him. And immediately went into, when can we plan this thing? Cause yeah, Saturday. I mean, you've had a big 5 days so far.
Oh yeah.
So Saturday when I said, are we going to meet after Greta? Like, are you going to Greta? I kind of got the feeling maybe you were going to take it a little easy. So that was fine. I was just home from Phoenix and on a long vacation. So I was happy to take the time off.
I was pretty gassed.
But it's going to happen.
I was going to call in and just do a quick at Greta. But like I went for one beer with my friend after the game. And like I got like a quarter of the way through it. And she was like, you look like you're about to fall asleep. So I just was like, yeah.
Yeah, no, but it'll like, it'll happen though.
Even that first night went out with Woz to Greta just to watch the game from the bar, and I only had like, you know, 3 or 4 drinks, but the jet lag just hit. By the end of the game, I was like seeing stars.
You and Woz walking around, that must be interesting because people recognize Woz a lot, and you're a very recognizable person too if you follow.
And then someone just sticks a phone in his face like, yeah, it's Woz from Woz Nation, and then just walks off, and he just like pauses. He's like, yeah, hi. And then just goes back to his sentence. Oh my dude, I've been here 5 minutes.
And that's like, really funny. Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, it's cool. Like, it's super cool. They're just fans and they're happy. And like, he gets that it's part of the job because he's always like, he makes content and stuff. And so that's cool. But it just, yeah, like Brandon said, like, have randoms pop up and just be like, oh, you're from Australia. How's your trip going? And I'm like, you know, there's 18,000 people in the stadium. So I'm just one of them. Like, I got no more right. You know, I'm no more special than anyone else who has a seat in here.
So what's pregame plan for the game tonight?
Well, this is the last thing we got planned. So we're just
going to
kind of roll around and
that's good.
See where the wind takes us and make our way to the Rogers by some point.
Brandon, it's your last day in the city, so your last chance to see an Oilers win. So hopefully they come through for you tonight. But like every day you've been kind of posting the 4 pictures on Twitter of what you've been up to and listing everywhere you've gone. Is there one place that maybe like really surprised you with how cool or how good it was?
Here? Like, so we went to Banff. That was really cool. But in Edmonton.
Yeah, Banff would have been unbelievable.
Yeah, Banff was fantastic. Honestly, to see Northlands in person after watching
the OG.
Like see Rexall and like touch it was really, really special. I mean, I know it's kind of like it's run down now or whatever, but to like see it before it gets knocked down, that was really, really awesome. But then like we were talking earlier, just to see like the businesses that advertise for the Oilers, like Boston Pizza and Pizza 73 and Scotiabank. I've never seen any of that before.
Yeah.
And so like when we're driving in town, like just seeing like, oh, there it is. There's their shop or whatever. That's been really, really
cool. Like I drove past like an Atco building. I mean, what the fuck they sell. But I was like, oh, Atco, that's like always on the, you know. Brought to you by Atco. Yeah. And like coming from the airport past the industrial area, I kept recognizing all these business names. And I knew they were some sort of fucking industrial whatever. I couldn't tell you what they sell or what their business is, but I know their fucking name. So just even that's just wild.
The advertising works, you know?
Totally.
And awareness.
Yeah. Coming up the motorway, like I know names of like all these suburbs of Edmonton, like just from listening to you guys, but obviously I've never been here. So just going up the motorway and it's like this exit and it's like lists a few of the suburbs. I'm like, shit, how do I know like all these names? Like I could name, you know, like most of them I already knew the name, like recognized the name. There were only a few that I was like, I don't know where that.
Hopefully the Oilers get you guys a dub tonight.
They are.
I hope so. They are. I feel like tonight, you know, we're saying the other night, the Wild are always a bit dicey.
Fucking Wild.
And I was like, the Flames always seem to find a way to get that one win against us every season. And I just knew that like, well, they haven't done it yet. So
put together 60. Put together 60 Oilers. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, you mean you can't win with a solid 33 minutes?
No.
Tyler's on a big McDavid hate mission right now.
Yeah. He goes back and forth.
I went in.
No, I'm not going that far.
You know what? You send Matthias Janmark to Gitmo.
But see,
three goals in four games
and a big fight.
He fought his way out of the gulag. Mm-hmm.
He got hard.
Yeah.
He did get hard.
Fighting so hot right now in the NHL.
Yeah, it is. Oh, McDavid just has fun. McDavid hasn't scored in 9 games and he's looked a little lackluster defensively. So I just think he's not a
he doesn't know that.
Well, I'm just saying play like
sitting for not, man.
They all went out in Phoenix and Nuge gave everyone a cold. Everyone's just we're getting over
Holloway
it tonight.
Holloway was patient zero, buddy.
Who? Oh, Holloway was?
Yeah.
Okay, Dukes, you brought me a gift or us a gift. What is this?
Oh, it's liquefied.
It's a squeezy bottle. So what happened was the day before I flew out, I just went to like the supermarket in Brisbane and just got like a regular jar, like, you know, $6, whatever. And then when I got to the airport, I like was going through security and they like my bag beeped and they pulled it aside and they're like, oh, I was like, oh fuck. I forgot to take the jar out and put it in like my check luggage.
Oh no.
And it's a glass jar. So you can't like take, and I was like, yeah, like I forgot, like, you know, fucking throw it out. And he's like, don't worry, like duty free, you know, everyone's leaving Australia, like all the tourists go and buy one. There's heaps of stores that sell it around in the airport. And I'm like, oh, whatever. Went around there. And that is like 100 grams smaller than the $6 one I bought in the supermarket. And that was fucking $18.
Try it.
Well, no.
Try it.
I'll squirt it.
You're around, Chuck.
Okay, what is it?
It's
a spread.
You put on sandwiches.
But what is its core ingredient?
It's for vitality.
Like, it's a yeast extract. It's made from a byproduct of beer. Like they take this byproduct of beer and
come on, try it, Tyler.
Is this going to make me gassy?
How Tyler disrespectful?
Like, it's just like
it doesn't say brewer's yeast.
Doesn't say brewer's yeast.
You can really disrespect the gift and not try it.
When you have a sandwich, you put like butter on or whatever, and then you only have like a thin layer of that.
So I actually eat this often.
I've had it before, and I'm not. Trying it again. Try it.
I can see why. I can see why. Like if I grew up having, like if my parents had it, like I would be eating.
I eat it often.
I don't think there's anything like there's nothing I eat that's like similar to that.
No,
unless it actually has Vegemite in it.
Yeah.
I grew up eating it my whole life. So like when I make toast, even people from back home are like, oh, that's too much. I'm like, my toast, fuck you.
But I'm told the secret is that layer of butter.
Yeah.
Underneath.
If you're only new to it.
Yeah.
Butter.
As a Canadian who regularly eats it.
Like this, how regularly?
Twice a week.
Really?
100%.
Wow.
I'm also getting a little bit of because this was a gift that you gave it to me, not anyone else here. I feel like you guys might be fucking.
Is this a Tyler's try?
Gave me the gift, I'd be like, cool, awesome. Dude, I need another one in my pantry.
I'm not squirt in my mouth right now. Like, I
don't
give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
Tyler tries.
Tyler tries.
I wouldn't recommend that for a first timer.
But he's still going to do it.
Like, if you did that, you would hate it.
Well, now it's on my finger. Yeah. So
give it a go. Just
give it a little taste.
Give it a taste.
It's so woody than the normal.
See, smell it?
Yeah.
Taste it. Come on, taste
it. It's pungent.
If Jay does, I will.
It's better than cat food.
You gonna take a little?
Yeah, fuck, man. Your bar's not real high.
Jay tried it. Let's see. Four. Until Jay takes a drink of it.
Whoa. It's super salty.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Brandon.
Come on over here.
Yep. I like this. Oh, can I have a swig of that?
Whose earth water is that? I'm going to need to borrow it.
Yeah, like.
Whose Dasani is left here? That's
mine, pre-illness.
Pre-illness?
This looks like tar.
Kind of.
Oh. it's a weird thing because it's like once you develop a taste for it.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Brandon, like you want to take? You need a little of this old Dasani.
I've been eating it my whole life, so like it's not a thing for me. Like,
yeah, I started eating it in like 2007, and I just carried through.
There's nothing else I eat that like has a similar.
Do you know what it tastes like? It tastes like when you put like a multivitamin in your mouth, and if you just let it sit there, and it like dissolves in your mouth.
I get like salty molasses.
I'm offended.
I wouldn't be. Can I have some of that, please?
I'll you got to put the squirt lid back on.
Show it some respect.
The pros. I don't normally get. Oh, whoops.
It's okay. I'll get some.
Sweaty one. I normally get
because it's normally got like kind of seediness to it.
Yeah, it's like
it?
A jar. Like yeah. A knife and you like spread it.
Boy, that just doesn't go away, does it?
No. That is coating my mouth right now.
It's a lot of vitamin B though, if I remember correctly, off there, Dukes. It's gonna keep the mosquito bites down.
Yep.
I'm not even bullshitting. Google.
I just can't think right now.
It's
very overpowering.
And a little trick or something? What? Oh, there's a like seal.
It's pungent.
Oh, hang on. No, that's just
that's to regulate the squirt.
Yeah, I don't like to regulate my squirts.
I don't know if I can watch this. Okay. Get nobody it on the video. Sit down.
Oh, yeah, sit down in your chair, dude.
Nobody will be able to hear
not
you.
Not on Chalmers' lap, but. Oh, well, maybe. No.
Nobody will be able to hear me. Got it.
YouTube will take it down.
Oh, that's so much, dude.
That was about 100 mils.
I can't watch because if I start to go, somebody else might go. Then it'll be like, stand by me in here.
Let's see, man. That's home.
Ooh. Yeah, sure.
Taste of home.
Brendan.
You can't ride in my car.
What's your beer in Australia? What's your go-to?
Whatever's so special.
I see he's even struggling with
Dukes,
it.
I'm a Han Super Dry guy.
Yeah, that's
and I love James Squire 150 lashes.
So like... Yeah, 150 lashes is pretty good. Stone and Wood's also good.
Oof, I don't know.
But like VB's also like.
Well, VB? VB's okay.
Yeah, like whatever. Like I don't care. Like if I go around to someone's house and they offer me a beer, like pretty much whatever it is. Like
my eyes are starting to sting.
I can drink a nice like, craft beer with all the fruity like flavor. Like I went to Sea Change the other night.
Yeah.
Like the IPA's there and that like the extra, you know, crafty ones. I can appreciate that. That's really nice. But I can also just go and have like a Bud Light or like our equivalent back home. Like I'll just, a beer's a beer.
Brandon, have you done anything uniquely Edmontonian? Did you have a donaire? Did you do any?
So as soon as we got here, so we're staying downtown. We walked into the ice district and went into the ice house and both had Molson's and poutine with donaire meat. So it's like just...
All in one shot.
Yeah, just baptism by fire. But, oh, yeah. I've refused to drink any American beer the entire time I've been here. Smart. So I'm just, bathing in the Canadian liqueur.
Nice.
Yeah. I love that. Well, this was a nice little impromptu thing. That was a really good idea.
Nice to see you guys. Yeah. And me and you will hook up.
Yeah, we definitely will.
Sometime before the... Oh, it's on the table. Oh, now it's on your fingers again.
Give the table a lick.
This one does seem a bit more runny than normal, but I think...
More runny?
Because it's normally like... It's like a
thicker.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Less viscous.
Yes, the viscosity is different.
Yeah, the viscosity is more viscous.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, gentlemen. Well, enjoy, Brandon, your last day, Dukes. I'm sure we'll see you around. But thanks for doing this, guys. And thanks for being fucking Oilers fans, too, because this is awesome.
No, it's awesome. And can I just say, too, like the...
Sorry.
That's okay.
The pride and like the love and the how good this community is, like that's what's made this trip. We've been talking about a lot. And I know like I follow a bunch of different sport from like all around the world. And a lot of them after that sort of first novelty wears off. Like the Giants I follow in the football. Like, but that's, I'll just wake up and check the score and like watch the highlights. I'm like, oh, cool, whatever. But like I
plan days. I plan weekends around Oilers games. And that's mostly because of like the community. Like I'm sitting at home alone watching games at like 1 PM, but I jump on Twitter and I've got like, you know, a few hundred Oilers fans like watching right there along with me. And like, if it wasn't for this community, the Oilers would probably just would have ended up being another one of those teams that I just check the scores at the end of the day and like, oh, good on them, like whatever. And then on top of that, like the pride everyone has for their city and like the fact that people like are just proud of the fact that we came over to watch their team in their, like your team in your city. And like being around here a few days, you know, nothing's like, it's not perfect, but like it's no worse or whatever than like we've got every city I've been to ever has like some problems, but it's easy to see why you're all so, so proud of this city and like what makes it good. And I was saying that, yeah, I just wish it wasn't quite that far for me because it would easily become like an annual trip. Yeah. So,
what'd your flight day look like?
So my first plane got delayed. So I left Brisbane. I was already in Brisbane cause I was in Perth the week before for work. So I got to Brizzy and just but like,
is Brizzy home base?
So I live at the moment, I live about 1,000 Ks north of Brisbane. But I was already there from
your gym pie.
Gympie, no, a bit for like Gympie's like 2 hours north of Brizzy.
Okay.
So I'm like a bit, you know, like 14 hours in a car.
Okay.
But yeah, I was already in Brizzy for the weekend. So just kind of caught up with family and that. And then Tuesday morning, parked my car at my buddy's house, like in his garage. And then he dropped me out the airport around 1 o'clock. We boarded Tuesday afternoon. And then I got to Vancouver like 6:30 AM Vancouver time and had like a couple of hours between flights. And then I think I landed in Edmonton around like one, you know, by the time I got off the plane and got my bag and was out waiting for a cab, it was maybe like 2 o'clock.
What day though?
Tuesday. So I left 1 o'clock Tuesday and like landed 1 o'clock Tuesday. But then on the way back, I leave Edmonton at like 8:30 Tuesday night. And I land back in Brisbane Thursday.
It's wild. It's crazy.
So like,
easier trek for you though.
Yeah, a lot easier. Yeah. So we just had to go from St. Louis, about 2 hour drive for us, to Denver, then Denver to Edmonton. So a couple legs, you know, a couple few hour flights. Yeah, a lot more accessible for us.
But yeah, I mean, like we were both like it's certainly not the last time.
I want you guys to consider coming on a nation vacation.
100 like if I was no rich, like cause I landed like an hour and a half before you guys got back from Arizona. If I could have afforded it, I would have went and done that.
Well, we'll
like,
figure it out. One thing we learned from this last one is we need to have a no flight option. So it's, you don't have to come to Edmonton go on it.
Mm. Cause when I found out about it, I like just looked up the flights. Like if I flew from Brisbane, met you guys in Arizona and then like came back here. And like that was just gonna, it was like an extra, you know, $3,000-$3,500 on top of it.
That's me.
Cause the, like flying through the US and all that stuff as well. Like I got lucky. I got the flights on a really cheap, like whatever Cyber Monday is for apparently the Tuesdays, fucking like the airlines.
Oh, yeah.
Cyber.
Sure.
So my flights were really cheap. So if I added anything else onto my trip, the flight cost was just going to blow up. So considering how far I came and like how long I'm here for, like I got it all pretty cheap.
Yeah. Well, so in the summer when the league releases its schedules, when we kind of plan our dates. So just keep an eye out. It'd be awesome. You want it? You feel a sense of community with Edmonton. We can create this hyper crazy version of it when we go on the road together.
Cause even like, you know, I know we've got to go, but like if you listen to Better Late Than Never, you know, I just fucking yammer on it.
Good plug. That's a good plug there.
Tune in Wednesdays.
Wednesdays,
I got mucked up because normally it's Thursday for like Thursday morning for me. And so like even real life on Friday, Thursday, I'm sitting there like, fucking come on. Like what time does it go up? Because at home it's up by like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, those days when I'm late a couple hours, I'm probably driving you nuts.
Yeah. Oh, dude. But yeah, it's just been absolutely like wild. I don't even know how to I didn't have anything planned that first day, a bit of adrenaline, you know, did a walk around the city and I was like, oh, all right, I'll go back to my room, you know, might order some noodle or whatever. And then Woz texted me and was like, hey, we're going to this like Korean barbecue place if you want to like tag along. And so I was like, yeah, you know, I was going to do nothing. But like even meeting him for the first time, like he pulled up out the front and I like walked out and got in the car. I was just like, oh, hey, bro, how you going?
Like, it's like you guys know each other.
Like
so good.
Even though we have never met, oh, yeah. Still, and even like us the other night, like when you walked in.
Yeah.
And it was like after that first like, you know, 20 second bit, it was just like we were just chatting like
yeah, just bullshit.
We always do.
Yep.
And it's like even like meeting you guys and like meeting yous now, it's like we talk that often that it's not like, oh, it's so nice to like, because it still is that really nice. Like, oh my God, I'm actually meeting you guys and I'm actually here. It still feels like surreal. But it's also just like, oh, hey guys, like how he's going. Cause
comfortable. Cause it could be probably well, a little,
I listen to overwhelming. Like, you know, Tyler and Liam, you know, have that 5 days a week. And then there's two real life, mm-hmm. To Oil Is Nation and the Better Late Than Never.
That's like so you're 10 hours a week. You're yeah, hanging so out with us.
And like, I live, you know, 1,000 Ks from my closest relatives and like, you know, and you know, it's a small town. So you got a few friends in that, but I'm like, I might see my friends 2 hours a week, but I listen to 10 hours worth of Nation stuff. So I'm amazing. Like, this is like some yeah, weeks I'm cool. Like Better Late Than Never is like my biggest social event for the week.
We're going to do a joint podcast this week at some point, Dukes.
Yeah, we will.
Oh, that'll be
poor donkey's feeling left out.
Yeah, he should.
Sucked in.
He all should. Right.
All right, we're going to step aside for our little midway break. But boys, this was really fun.
Yeah, yeah, really good.
Thanks for the invite.
Thanks for having us.
To have you guys.
Bring us a win tonight.
I'll do my best.
Please.
I'll yell shoot.
Yeah, that helps.
And I'll start a wave really fucking early.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Back on the Real Life Podcast, as always, delivered by DoorDash for a limited time. Our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code NATION25. 25% off up to a $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code NATION25. I will not be DoorDashing any Vegemite. I had to go get a Dr. Pepper because I can't get the taste out of my mouth.
Where'd you get that Dr. Pepper from?
I just always keep that thing on me.
Keep that thing on you at all times? That thing is a Dr. Pepper?
Mm-hmm.
The smell of it when he squirted it in his mouth right next to me.
That was aggressive.
Gave me hot tub water mouth. And I had to really breathe deep to not puke all over this place.
I enjoyed your interview style with Dukes.
Talk over him. Assert your dominance.
Just don't even let him talk.
Assert your dominance.
You were like setting him up for a question. He's about to talk and then you kept talking.
And what is
like,
new about this?
I can answer like, this.
Is this well, your first time? Is this my first time here or something?
But normally you make it about yourself and you just kept talking. You'd ask a question and then carry on.
Okay, Walter Cronkite.
I don't accuse myself of being a good interviewer.
Well, fucking Barbara Walters over here telling me how to interview somebody.
Good one, Babs.
Good one. Good question, Babs.
You know what I just witnessed with my own ears and eyes was three people who liked Edmonton.
They love Edmonton.
That's good, man. One at a time. We're not Orlando, Florida. We don't have millions of tourists coming here. But if the eight people who come to town like it, next year there'll be nine. And year after that, there'll be 11.
We should clip that thing, that little soliloquy that Duke's put together.
Yeah, man.
I know you guys talked about.
I think it's amazing, though. Like, the community just rallies around folks like that, that come in from out of town, just from distance.
Yeah.
They're getting beers. They're getting tickets. They're
they're on the news.
They're on the news.
It's news. They go to buy a beer. Edmonton. We made the news.
Did you hear the part where they go to buy a beer and the bartender knew who they were? Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
I know you guys talked about this on the last real life. You guys talked about the Nation Vacation, but like there was when we went to Devil's Advocate and Jay was like, I made this deal with these guys. We're going to do it from there. And I told them we could probably fill up their bar. And you've always been right with that. There was no doubt in my mind it was going to happen, but the sheer volume at the which it happened, that people that were not on the vacation and people that just were there because they heard they were coming, and it was just fucking awesome, man. It was like the best bar. We like my parents didn't want to leave. They stayed after the game and we played shuffleboard and my kids were in there and like
did Mama C see the Nation in real life?
All the glory.
Oh, your parents are so sweet. I'd never met them before. They're the best.
They're the best. Yeah, they're great.
You believe they're related?
Yeah.
Calm.
Calm, cool, collected.
Polite, but also kind.
Let Dukes talk in an interview.
Listen to others.
Oh, they do not.
Let others speak.
But also there were some of the mannerisms where I was like, yeah, definitely. I can see where Chalmers gets some of it from. It was
Mama C's got some fire.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mama C is one of three women in the world I'm scared of.
She's got a side to her. She'll lay down the line.
I remember her yelling at me once at the golf course and I was 22. And I like went home later and like thought about my life and looked at myself in the mirror and was like, you need to change. You need to change who
she
you
does
are.
Not, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
No, she yelled at me because I was peeing off the edge of the patio and she caught me.
Yeah, well,
she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I don't know. And like my mind was blast very drunk, Tyler.
We denied our way out of that.
We did deny our way out of that.
Statute of limitations.
Did we somehow pin it on someone else?
We blamed it on the server that blamed it on us.
Yeah, it was good.
Because
we didn't get suspended for that one.
No.
We were close.
Very close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
There have been suspensions at the golf course and Mama sees the principal. She doles them out.
Yes.
So she charges us money every month, which is scary, and then distributes punishment.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget the first time I ever heard about you existing on this earth, Chalmers, was when I signed up at the golf course and your mom was like, oh, I have a son out here. I'm sure you'll know who he is really fast. I was like, he's my greatest enemy. Mm-hmm. I don't even need to see him. I know right now. And that was 73 years ago.
Yep. To the day.
To the day. People love Edmonton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's
nothing that makes me feel better than to hear somebody say, I had all my expectations blown away by this.
I was really hoping to catch him at the end of like a 4-day bender on this drinking contest. That's why I was pushing hard for that Saturday night. But I could tell.
Much of a machine.
Yeah. I could tell.
You guys are going to do this. So brunch for Ben on. They do back to back Saturday, Sunday.
They do Saturday, Sunday. But Saturday's a day game, right? 2 to 5.
Yep. Yeah.
And then Sunday is the 7:00. So I don't know. We're going to figure it out. Plus, he might be going out of town. He might actually be going to Banff this weekend.
Who, Dukes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that Waz is just like, whatever I'm doing, Dukes, you're in. He like invited them out to date night. And then I'm at the Oilers game hanging out with them at the intermission. And I'm like, oh, Dukes, like, you going to go see the mountains or something? He's like, yeah, maybe. And Waz goes, well, I'm going to Banff for a wedding. You want to come with?
I got an extra bed in the hotel room. He says, Dukes is like, I don't know, free trip to Banff. I'm like,
he said I have an extra bed in the hotel room.
Yeah. Waz, his girlfriend, and Dukes.
Yeah.
Waz, it's okay with Dukes.
Weddings work, and also how weekend mountain getaways go with your girlfriend.
It's okay with Dukes, Waz, but if you keep doing this, someone's going to murder you.
I just Dukes.
I want to know if he's asked the wedding party if, like, hey, can I have a +2? Is there an extra?
No way that thought came.
Are you guys?
He's going to show up and be like, where's Duke's name on the table?
You can't just bring a guy to a wedding.
There's no way that thought.
I just thought if I invited him, he'd naturally appear everywhere.
This is my girlfriend and my boyfriend, Duke. Like, what have you turned into?
He's the epitome of. He's the epitome of it's the thought that counts, eh?
Yeah.
Like,
no, we're a thruple.
So what else is new, boys? What are we talking about? What are we doing today?
Oilers are sliding.
Oh, they suck.
Tyler hates McDavid.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the end of the McDavid era?
Could be.
Our goaltending.
I'm running his ass out of town.
Yeah,
he thinks McDavid's on the downhill.
Oh, wow. The back nine of his career.
Our goaltending sucks again. Leon's unhappy.
We're in a funk.
I'm unironically wearing a Connor McDavid jersey today because I just think everybody needs to remember 97?
Yep.
We're fine. Yeah.
Last time Leon got a little pissy in the media, though, he went on a heater of all heaters.
He did look angry.
Yeah.
Well, they're sliding. They're pissed.
They should be.
There's going to be a hangover when you win 16 games in a row. How long has that hangover been now? 7 games?
Nine.
I'm going to choose to believe that whatever
we won some games in there.
We did.
We're not 0-9.
Right now it's 0-9.
Whatever Nugent Holloway had, it's going through the team. That's why nobody can put together 60.
This weekend, I have not been that sick for three straight days, and I cannot remember.
Yeah, and that's why we can't put together a solid full 60, but I think we get over it.
Turned down 8 pounds, Chalmers, feeling shredded.
Ooh.
Oh.
Good on you.
After 12 days, in the desert, I could use to shed about 40. It is too much. Clothes don't fit when I get home. Fucking nightmare.
Well, that's the thing about nation vacations is like, it's tough on the body. Oh, yeah. It's not like we eat well while we're down there either. We try to. We'll try to mix in a salad.
I always go with good intentions. I'm going to eat well.
You guys get In-N-Out while you're there?
No, but definitely.
Overrated. In-N-Out is not even good. I don't get it. One of those things in life I just don't get.
Did you get it animal style though? Okay.
What's animal style again?
That's the secret menu.
No, see, I just get it the way they God intended.
As the artist presents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just underwhelming. Packed.
Greta watch party on Friday or Saturday.
How was that?
It was, despite the result, it was still good.
I heard good things.
Yeah. I think like,
did anybody challenge you to the football game?
Yes. So I walk up, do my thing. What's the highest score? It's 440K. Boom, 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 boom. 565. Good. I'm done for the night. Liam goes, probably plays it
goat mode
30 to 40
Listen,
times.
I saw that video of Liam playing it. He's not going to come anywhere near the record.
I don't know if he thought you got multipliers for like throwing harder, because the amount of times he'd throw so hard and miss and then bounce over his head and like go into the bar.
Just like real basketball. If you throw it hard, you get a 4-point shot.
Yeah. So that was pretty funny. No one came close. No one touched the record.
If you miss the 99 when it comes out, you might as well just stop
playing. Yeah, you get a hit and restart.
Yeah. Yeah. That only comes out once.
The reality is Tyler is really good at it. So then I'm watching Liam's attempt.
Waz got him looking real bad.
Why are you so good at bar basketball? Just general goat mode?
Bar football.
Bar football.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's the one where you got those little flaps come out and you got to hit the flaps.
It's got three circles. The bottom one's big, middle one's smaller, top one's really small.
Small.
No, he goes medium.
I can't even give
him that. He goes medium, but then he hits all the flaps.
No, he goes all the mediums until the flap comes out. Then he goes flat. Yeah. And if there's ever no flaps out, he gets the medium. But
I'm a systems QB.
Yeah.
That's my favorite line to use.
Systems guy.
And I'm usually the only one who ever laughs at it.
No, I laughed at it. I knew the first time he said it.
But yeah, it was really, really fun. So Free Play for Kids was there. They were our charity partner for this one.
Mm-hmm.
And they donated three War of the New Warrior Covert senior hockey sticks as raffle prizes. And I, two games ago in Beer League, shattered my stick, haven't gotten a new one yet.
You've been playing no stick whole game?
So I'm sitting there, I'm like, I've just been using like a half broken back of it.
Stats are
hands.
If you had a stick, you'd be way better. Shut up.
He plays ringette now.
Going out there like Connor Brown, like just skating around no stick.
Oh, yeah.
All vibes, no goals.
So Lance Kane ended up winning one of them. So I went over to him and I'm like, Lance, I want that stick. And it was left-handed, 80 flex. I'm like, I want that. I'm like, what's the deal? He goes, I'm a goalie. You can just have it. And I was like, Lance, damn it. No, you're supposed to negotiate with me. I was like, what do you want? I was like, do you like hats? I'll get you a nation hat and I'll buy you a beer.
So still free for him.
Yeah. I'll get you some stickers.
Can I interest you in a subscription to the YouTube? And
then, come by the shop. We still have double XL Betway hoodies. You can have eight of them.
And then he was like, because he's been on me all year in the chat. Tyler and I are friends. He just won't admit it. And then he goes, I want you to admit on air that we're friends. So I said, Lance, you know what? I want this hockey stick so bad and I'm kind of drunk right now. So I'll do you one better. I said, I'll make you the lead on Monday's show that you and I are best friends. So that was a fun little moment.
But the only way to actually prove
it is you still didn't pay for it.
Yeah. You need to engage. Engage in Lance. Friendship.
You could have got that and money.
Mm-hmm.
Probably could.
Sorry, what did you say, BM?
He needs to engage in friendship more than just offering platitudes and saying he is friends.
Oh, when I was walking away to go do something after I chatted with Lance, he said, oh, is that Amber over there? I said, yep, you can go talk to her. So that's a friendship activity.
Yeah, you should bring Amber and introduce her to him.
Yeah.
Your friend.
The real way to know that Lance is your friend is when Amber gets the 3 a.m. FaceTime with you and Lance.
Ooh.
That's friendship.
That should have been included in the deal, Lance.
You know?
On a 3
I'll tell you FaceTime. What. Next time I'm up at 3 a.m., I'll call you, Lance.
And then we'll conference call my girlfriend.
Just loop everyone in.
Just loop everyone in.
Home safe.
Okay, are we friends now, Lance? Are we even on the stick?
Stream it live on IG.
Absolutely fleeced, Lance.
Yeah, poor Lance got fleeced.
I think he would. I think he came out all right.
I don't.
I think it's a win-win,
Lance. Next time you win a prize, I'll do way better than that for you.
If your friendship can be purchased for a hockey stick, can your sexual companionship be purchased for money?
Much less.
Like, you're already a hooker. You're hooking. Yeah. You're hooking for sticks. Your friendship hooking for sticks.
And I have no regrets. I'm very excited about that.
It's a slippery slope.
But some of the prizes were awesome. We're going to have a bunch more at Brunch for Ben on Saturday. So if you missed the BOA party, you can come to Brunch for Ben this Saturday. Still selling tickets over at nationgear.ca. Obviously, the Ben Stelter Foundation is our charitable partner for this one. I know we got some Edmonton jerseys we are giving away in that one. As usual, specials with Greta as well. All the games will be fired up, and of course Edmonton plays as well, so it'll be a good time Saturday at Greta. But the Oilers stunk in that BOA. That was not good. Not good. When Yanmark's your best player, not good.
Yeah, it was a good example of when one team's feet aren't moving, just how easily another team absolutely run their show. Yeah, sloppy. Little battles just because of, like, you know, we have a saying on our team. Like, if you need five strides, take seven. And we were taking three for when we needed five.
Giveaways at the blue lines always drive me nuts. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere and anywhere we were doing it. Wrong. We're in a funk. I refuse to be as upset as I was earlier this season about this team. We just came off an 8-game and a 16-game win streak. We're in a little funk.
We're gonna go around the room. BM. Yo. Thoughts on goalie pull at 7:50.
It's fucking crazy. When you're up, when you're down by three, you knew they were just going to bomb it down the ice every chance they had. There's no risk of icing the puck when you're up by three.
Is that a consensus take in this room?
I loved it.
I thought it was kind of cool. I referenced a long time ago a podcast that I listened to where Malcolm Gladwell talks about that he did the analytics and talked to a specialist about, you know, an economist like that broke it down. What would be the best time to pull the goalie in a hockey game if you're down? And the guy said the earlier the better. At the 10-minute mark, he'd pull him.
I think it was Rob Volman was the guy who did all the math behind that. He now works in the Kings front office.
Former Nation here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so 7 minutes, I was like,
don't you think when you're up down by three, they can just bomb it down the ice no matter what?
Yeah.
No risk. Who cares? Icing, who gives a shit?
If it works, are we all thinking this guy's a genius?
So my thinking is there's 7.5 minutes left and you're down by three, you need one very fast.
Yes.
Like, you almost have to treat that last 2.5 minutes for the 5-minute mark as the last 2.5 minutes of the game, because you're not scoring three in the final five. So like, okay, you really need one here. So giddy up, try to get one in the next 45 seconds with the goalie out, throw everything on net. You have six attackers. Maybe you force them into taking a penalty, whatever. Just think you're down by three.
So the contrary to that, the people that think like BM thinks, and I'm kind of on the fence. I don't know what I think, but their reaction to that will be, yeah, but if they score in that 2:50 before the 5 minutes, the 5 minutes doesn't mean shit. Now you've really wasted that 5 minutes.
It also doesn't.
People have scored three goals in 5 minutes.
Yeah, but like
in a game like that, maybe not.
But like, it all comes down to math. Like, what's the percentage chance of that?
Looking how sloppy they were.
Yeah, not good.
They weren't doing it anyway.
Yeah, they had to will it.
Man,
get that spark as quickly as you can if they can get it.
I wish he had that much nuts with a coaching challenge as opposed to pulling the goalie.
Decent point.
Yeah, I didn't know what to think. I went. My whole family was sitting there, my wife and kids, and they're like, what is he doing? There's still 7 minutes left. And I went right immediately like, yeah, that's early too. I kind of see what the idea is, but really didn't become passionate either way about it.
I just didn't see any risk from Calgary's end to just bomb it down, take the ice. Who cares?
Yeah.
And that's for
it. They tried 2-3 times, bomb it down, missed twice, third one's in. It took 25 seconds. They shot it down 3 times.
Yeah.
Do we like?
Showed you how bad we were.
That too. So knowing how bad they were, so I wouldn't hold
like,
the goalie.
I like the attempt.
Do we like the forceful play from our captain in the game like that?
I like him getting emotional. He's in a funk, so I just like him being pissed.
I had the bigger problem with Draisaitl's penalty than anything Connor did.
Oh my god,
that hooking penalty was just not good.
Lazy in your own zone.
And especially because
he got away with two calls right before that. And then the hook was just
offensive zone. Sorry. Yeah.
Dumb. It's super dumb. It's selfish, but he does that. That's not like an uncharacteristic thing for Leon Draisaitl to have done.
No, it's not. No,
now you're picking holes in Leon Draisaitl and you call the end of the Connor McDavid era.
I'm angry at everybody right now. Whole team, except Janmark fucking somehow.
Thank you.
I'm not angry with Holloway. I'm not angry with Fogel. I'm not angry with...
Can I tell you what I'm angry about when it comes to Dylan Holloway?
What?
How that dude has, I think it was close to a team high, or 6 shot attempts at 5-on-5, and he plays 7.5 fucking minutes? Are you kidding me, Chris Knobloch?
Let him fly.
That's what my article's about. That's in drafts.
It's
freaking Dylan Holloway. Play the guy. What are we doing?
When he was on the ice...
Voice went up an octave.
I know. When he was on the ice against Calgary, he was one of the best players out there.
7.5 minutes, though. Doesn't
make sense.
No, keep rolling Evander Kane out there. He's going buck 10 right now.
He's got 20 goals, though. Dylan Holloway doesn't have 20 career goals.
But like when you're down in a game like that...
You want the guy with 20 goals this season?
No, I want guys to be held a little bit accountable.
I agree with.
You want the 20-goal man. He's the one who can reheat.
One guy has 20 goals this season. The other guy has like 6 career goals.
Okay, so going back to the... And I'll agree with this.
What are we talking about?
But going...
Your voice went up an octave.
But you think Evander Kane was good in that hockey game?
I don't, but I know if I need a goal, one guy's going to probably get it. The other one's
okay, so
not.
Here's where I'll disagree with you, though. Against the Boston Bruins in that game, that game was an awesome game. And Warren Fogel scored 2 goals and was playing great that whole game. Kane was kind of not a factor. We didn't have Nuge.
He said something. He scored goals.
Right.
So Fogel should have gone in.
That's what I said.
This Holloway-Kane comparison.
To me, that's
okay, but we're still talking about Kane and we're still talking about him being on the ice.
Fogel all day for me.
Okay. So we're talking about after the first 3-on-3, the initial 3-on-3, Kane was on the ice for that second 3-on-3 shift in overtime.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, it should have been McLeod and Fogel, not McLeod and Kane.
Probably.
And so this is kind of the same thing. You're saying, well, he's got way more goals than Fogel has this year. But in that moment, it was a vibes thing. Holloway had vibes going against Calgary. He was one of our best players on the ice. So you play him. I don't care if he has more career or less career goals than Kane does this season. Kane wasn't a factor.
And he hasn't been playing well for like 2 or 3 games was my point. Like I would like to see positive play get rewarded a little bit more in the Oilers lineup. I understand when you're down 3, I guess. Yeah, you want the guy who has 20 goals this year on the ice popping, trying to get you one quick. But and Dylan Holloway playing so far on this homestand, the most he's played in a game is 925.
Yeah.
How does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. And that defensive play by Kane and that Boston Bruins.
You don't like the double pass?
Oh my God.
You can take it back to the tied it up and Boston got the go ahead goal from that amazing pass that Kane made to nobody in our own zone.
Corey Perry floating around, doesn't take a hard stride all game. Like, fuck me.
As advertised, though.
Let's look.
I'm angry.
A fucking run for the ages. Now, a couple off games, a loss to Boston that I think they deserved, tonight. But what a great game. Tonight. I would love to see a 7-game series between those two teams
tonight,
which would be a Stanley Cup final, obviously, but man, would that be exciting, but
show up tonight,
show up tonight.
You know what the thing about Funks is? Come to an end.
They come to an end.
Not eternal.
It's just like
George
Clinton.
Right,
it's not the eternal
town.
Grand Funk Railroad. It's not going to last.
Drives me nuts.
It is not.
Minnesota Wild own us like through different generations of Minnesota Wild teams.
That one drove me nuts too, because the Oilers were so far and away the better team, and then Pickard lets in 3 on 18.
Boldy, is that his name?
Boldy.
He's one of those guys that reminds me of like what I thought when I watched Toronto and first ever got to see Hyman against the Oilers, and he was just such an impactful player, and you never really had heard of him. This is like 4 or 5 years ago, and you're like, wow, that's a guy he just stands out.
Yeah.
Boldy, I never heard of this guy.
Boldy's been feeding off us.
He is really good.
Yeah, the Oilers took Philip Broberg instead of Boldy, in case you were wondering.
Oh, I was. I kind of was wondering where these guys come from. And then when you tell me that.
Yeah, it's teams get first round picks. So what they do is they draft like really good players.
Crazy.
And then they develop them and play them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, holy shit. Like Dallas called up Logan Stankoven the other day. The Stank Oven. NHL debut. What do they do? Play him 15 and a half minutes. Like, what are we doing here? Dylan Holloway's played over 15 minutes once this year.
Rookies coming to the league are having a big moment, eh? This New York Rangers, Matt Rempe. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Rempe.
Man, what a
scrap. I know everybody's talking about him, but like for good reason, man.
That's three.
Like
at some point though, someone close to him should be like, hey man, maybe just don't take the next, like take like 2 games off fighting.
He just, that guy. No, we need him for hockey. No, he was given,
Blake Wheeler got hurt and he is taking his chance. And
he will fight anyone. There's some really good scraps this weekend.
Really good. Like Tanev and Garland. Tanev with the body shots.
He started the lawnmower.
He just was throwing. He was grabbing from way behind him and throwing these ones.
Did you hear Rempe's nickname?
Oh God, no.
Stank oven?
The stank oven. Rumpel? Fire up the stank oven. No, it's the Rempire States building.
Oh boy.
Yay. Merchandising.
Rempire State of Mind.
There you go.
I heard a good one the other day where people were talking about what they were going to do for celebrating. It was suck weenie for celebrating.
Yay, merchandising.
Suck weenie for
slacking for Macklin. That's the one.
I like Chalmers better.
Yeah. Rubbing Sacklin for Macklin. I'm just kidding.
Anyways, I wish the Oilers would play their kids more. Dylan Holloway playing fucking
pretty much just him.
How much do you think his minutes is? He's got one goal in like 16 games.
I feel like he'd score more if he played more.
How much time do you want to give him?
Chicken and egg.
I get he's underwhelming, but I just keep looking at these other organizations who have like Detroit's. I know Lucas Raymond was a higher pick, but it's like Lucas Raymond, one of their best scorers.
In the next three games, we have the Kings, we have the Kraken, and then we have the
St. Louis Blues.
Dylan Holloway, breakout game. One of those three games. Let's feel it. Let's
manifest it.
Because that would be awesome if that could happen right about now.
As I'm going to pick the Kraken because he did it earlier in the season against Seattle when we were there. Probably his best game of the season. Then he ended up getting hurt the next one. So I'm going to say Kraken Chalmers.
That'd be great. That's next Friday. Game.
Yeah.
Or that's Saturday, actually.
Yeah, brunch for Ben. We'll do that.
What's up with Gagne? Why is he not playing?
Amen. Just
old? Sick? Hurt?
Not being chosen.
Yep. He's just the 10th guy.
Yeah.
Stop playing Connor Brown.
I say play Connor Brown more.
You want to play him on a line with Dylan Holloway? PP1 unit?
One of them's 20
minutes a night.
What is Connor Brown's highest goal total in a year?
22, probably.
Unbelievable. Okay.
And what kind of performance has he had like last 3-4 years? I haven't looked deep into this.
Well, but he
like,
missed all of last year with a torn ACL, so that'll hurt you, usually. Right. Not great for a pro athlete. All right.
Chalmers, are you ready?
Yeah.
Career high was in 2020-2021 with the Ottawa Senators. He had 21 goals in 56 games.
Okay.
Next up after that, he had 20 goals with the Leafs in 2016-2017 in 82 games. In between, 14 goals, 16 goals, 10 goals with the Sens. So anywhere from about 10 to 20 is his average.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that career best season's at risk.
Not with 4 points and 47, no.
I don't think he's going to beat it this year, Tyler.
Point every 12 games, hey? Boy, that's not good.
All for the low, low cost of $4 million.
All for the low, low cost of your soul.
Yeah.
I think that people aren't, I personally don't feel like people are very hard on him right now because I think people just feel bad for him.
He's
like,
very snake bit.
I think we're kind of numb to it. He's here.
Don't want to make fun of him.
He right gets now. A lot of love on social. Like every time he misses or hits a post or does one of his Connor Brown things, I very rarely see people criticize him.
It's because we're beyond that now. Yeah. Now we're just cheering for him.
He's like Rudy.
It's like that when your day.
Because we saw Rudy. This with Tobias Reeder. We've seen a goalless season before.
You know, your day is going so bad and that one thing happens that you all of a sudden turn to just laughing about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of where we're at with him.
Except well, he makes 4 million US for his troubles. Eh? Poor Connor Brown makes 4 million.
When he gets the puck, like he does get a decent amount of looks, but there are times where he'll get the puck like coming in down the wing. And I swear he needs like 4 solid seconds to load up his wrist shot. It's like, all right, he's got it. Like a couple dust offs. He looks and then he kind of like looks down at his feet and is like, okay, shit.
Here we go, Connor Brown.
Might get a look here. And then he has to like pull it all the way back like he's 12 years old and just learned how to take a wrist shot. And
you can tell how snake bitten he is because like if he's on a 2-on-1, you know he's passing. He has no confidence in his shot. And when he does shoot, it's more likely to hit the post or miss.
And when he's on a 2-on-1, the other guy has the puck. I've watched a few times. He doesn't look like he wants to receive the puck.
No.
He's like, I'm good.
I get mine either way.
He's yelling, it's all you. You.
Maybe he needs to scrap.
Maybe Brett Kulak and him need to take each other's places like Freaky Friday style and live each other's lives. Because they
Who
look
tell
so much
difference?
Alike.
Nobody would
Connor
tell
Brown, go live with Brett Kulak for 2 weeks. Play D. Is he married?
Probably.
You're going to like this, Connor Brown. You know what married people do? They argue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, couldn't go any worse. What's Brett Kulak has more goals than Connor Brown.
What's the show like tomorrow if we absolutely stink tonight? What's your vibe? What's your?
I'm not going to. I'm not. Yeah,
I don't think we are either.
For our boy Brandon, I don't even want to talk about that. I want him to see a win. I want him to hear La Bamba in Rogers' place because that would be very rude of the Oilers to have all these out of town guests.
The Germans came and they won every goddamn game.
What was Brandon's name on Twitter?
Brandon. Oh. From Illinois.
That's cool.
I'll have to find it. I don't know.
He might have shouted himself out.
What is Brandon's name?
I don't want to know people's government names. I want to know how I know them, which is by their social media handle.
By the handle. Yeah, I have no idea. I'll figure it out later.
That's fine.
Alrighty. Not super prepped. All right. That is a wrap on today's edition of the pod. We went late because we started late. And that is an important note.
You can never end on time if you start late.
There you go.
Well, we're also a short show, too, because we have a gap here of what? That's probably like 6 minutes.
It'll be like, yeah.
Short show. Todd's cutting this off.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.